It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mrs. Connie Totticini. She is the principal out at Bruin Point Elementary, and we've got gardens, we've got new playground equipment coming in, end of the year testing, and the field trips. That's what the kids care about when you get closer to the end of the year. We're going to talk about all of those things. Mrs. Totticini, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's always fun.
So let's start off with just how are things going overall at Bruin Point?
Oh, they're good. I think the kids are, you know, getting excited. I'm a little antsy for the end of the school year. They were really excited when we got to take our masks off to go outside and play. We're still wearing masks in school, though, and they're still persevering with that and doing a great job. But overall, there's this buzz of excitement going on.
It's getting close, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
And they can feel it. So let's start. First, let's get the work stuff out of the way, because before you can have fun, you got to get the work done. And you guys are getting ready to go through end-of-year testing. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, so our fifth grade already started their testing last week, actually, because fifth grade has to take four assessments for the end of the year. So they did their writing last week, and then this week they're doing their English language arts, and they've got math and science. Fourth grade and third grade started today. Fourth grade only has three tests, and third grade only has two. But, that's well underway. I really wanted to say also thank you to parents for making sure that their kids get enough sleep, they come to school on time, they're rested and happy when they get here, because that really, really helps their testing. And then kindergarten, first and second grade will start their testing actually next week. That's more one-to-one test or one-on-one testing with a cadence reading and our RAS reading. It's testing season.
And like I said, you've got to get through the testing season before the fun stuff can start. And you were telling me you've got a lot of fun stuff planned up there at Bruin Point. So let's just start right out of the gate. And you wanted to talk about this because you, as a school, are planting a garden. Now, how is this going to work?
Actually, I'm really excited. So last week, me and my wonderful secretary, Sammy Howell, and my second grade teacher, Josette Wells, went out and pulled sod. Of course, you know, we got a cutter, but we cut up a patch of our field that the kids don't usually play on. It's a perfect place. The sprinkler's already hit. So we pulled up all that sod. That was some work. I've never seen women work so hard and have so much fun. We got video. It was hilarious. Sorry. So we pulled up the sod, and then we offered it to the community for free or for donations to help with our garden. And then we got some volunteers to build fence panels. That would have been Josette's, Mrs. Wells' family and friends. So we've got the fence up. We're actually going to bring in a couple of sheep and let them finish cleaning it up. Then we're going to bring in dirt or topsoil and manure. And we have a volunteer that's going to come and till that all in. And we actually started our plants a couple of weeks ago. So we've got plants grown all over the place in classrooms, little seedlings for beets and radishes and carrots and watermelon and squash and you name it, we've got it. And we are really, really, really excited. And the thing that we were kind of worried about was watering, but we don't have to water any of this because the sprinkler system will hit it. And even if we only have to go down to, we have water restrictions and it's once a week or twice a week, we think that our garden will be just fine.
So you'll still be okay. So you're getting ready to move plants outside and put them in the garden, it sounds like, here within the next week or so.
Yep.
So you've got that coming up. What other kinds of activities have you got going on at the school?
Well, next Monday, we have our hero celebration, our monthly hero celebration. And a big, huge shout-out to Miners. They donated kites for every one of our students that earned 35 hero points in the month of April. And then we went out and purchased bubbles, and we will have a kite and bubble celebration outside for every student that has earned 35 hero points in the month of April. And it's pretty much the whole school. We've got some really good kids here. And then that Friday, on the 30th of April, we are going to Goblin Valley for a school-wide field trip. It'll be fun. The kids won't have to wear their masks because we'll be outside. The only time they'll have to wear them is when they're congregating or, you know, working in a group, but we're really excited about that because it's just going to be an exploratory day where the kids just get to go outside and have a ton of fun. And then, you know, going into May when we've got our fourth grade field trips and we've got our field day, and then we've got another water activity for our hero ticket or our hero point celebration. Anyway, I love the end of the school year. It gets a little chaotic, but I really love it because you get to wrap things up, and I'm really excited about being able to wrap things up this year because, you know, we didn't get to here or where I was at, but there's a lot of fun things going on, and I'm excited. The teachers have got renewed energy. The kids, of course, have always got energy, but good things are happening here, really good things.
And it's been great because you guys made it through the whole school year, and I'm sure that's made a huge, tremendous difference in not only the students out there, but the staff, too. We talked all the time about how, you know, the kids not being there is one thing, but the staff miss the kids. You guys miss your kids, and I'm sure that made a tremendous difference as far as this year's concerned.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. We have not missed one day because of this pandemic with our children. And it shows. It shows socially and it shows academically. So,
very, very good. All right, Mrs. Totticini, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to doing what you guys do out there in Bruin Point and just keep up the good work, okay?
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.